The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Garden stories, and Jeremy Gavin's not with me this week, but he pointed us in the direction of a man who created an extraordinary garden in Cork, Brian McCarthy, who's with me now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Pat. Thanks very much.
This all began during COVID.
It did. So I suppose beginning of COVID, my background and my profession was I'm a wholesale fresh flower supplier. Had to close down my business at the beginning of COVID temporarily due to the restrictions, and I live in the centre of Cork City. And I was looking out one day at this large rooftop, which is around the back of my apartment, and decided I'd turn it into something different.
You just do that. Whose rooftop was it?
Well, yeah, no, it wasn't guerrilla gardening of that sort, but it was my family owns the building. It was the former premises of the wholesale flowers business, so had full permission to get access out onto it anyway. And
How big? How many about, square meters?
About 6,000 square foot. So it's about in agricultural terms, about a quarter of an acre, which is tiny for growing fruit and veg on a farming scale. But by city centre rooftop scale, it's pretty okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now at rooftop level, you might be a bit exposed to the wind, but you're certainly going to get lots of sunlight.
We got plenty. We had good aspects, so plenty sunlight. No fear of slugs or snails or any of those types of problems that the traditional
too much of a climb.
Yeah, exactly. Started into it really with no intentions other than to grow a bit of food for myself, kind of a homesteading project that grew legs, I guess.
Now, it wasn't that you hauled up topsoil to the rooftop. What did you do? How did you lay out your garden?
So I suppose we looked initially at raised beds, mobile raised beds, built those using reclaimed wood. Initially, we had to register as a farm in order to allow a delivery of soil at all, because it was during COVID, there was restricted movement of goods and services.
So what do you go to the council?
We had to register with the CRO. There was a funny phone call there, all right, where they were wondering, a farm on a roof in the city centre? I think you've got the wrong address here. So, yeah. But we got that straightened out, and that enabled us then to get a delivery of our first round of topsoil, yeah.
Now, I'm looking at pictures of the rooftop garden, and you've got, obviously, you've got stuff under glass, or it's probably perspex, is it?
Yeah, we've got a polycarbonate tunnel. We've three tunnels now on the rooftop where we grow our leafy greens, microgreens, and in the last year and a half now as well, we've taken on a bit of land just in the peri-urban area, so 60 acres now we've taken on to drive the business also.
Now, your apartment, obviously, I can see an apartment block in the background of a photograph I have in front of me and overlooking the rooftop garden. What was the reaction of others as they saw this unfold on a flat roof?
Yeah, it was actually very positive, I suppose. If you're looking out your window and you see a grey roof, it doesn't inspire much, but if you see something positive, growing food, a bit of green, lush activity, it's certainly a nicer view than a barren grey rooftop. And the overall reaction was amazing through both our social media and in the local community. So that really was what inspired me then to drive it on and make a proper business out of it.
Hmm. Now, you said you were going to grow food for yourself and your family during COVID. But what I'm seeing here is a lot more than a family could eat.
Yeah, no, that was the first conundrum we had, I suppose. I went a bit mad online.
You know, someone who has an apple tree in the back garden abundantly produces apples.
Yeah,
what do we do with them?
Exactly. No, we started supplying to local restaurants, I suppose. That was the beauty of our location, was we were right in the middle of the city, and our proximity meant we could just walk them across the road. So that it was literally a couple of hundred metres was our first customer to walk the excess produce we had. And that's kind of been the hallmark of what we're trying to do, is to try and bring, I suppose, local production back to the area of Cork and Cork City. So,
So once you had a market, which you established, then you decided to go to the suburbs to do more.
We went down to Terra Firma a bit we started our own market garden in 2021. That was funded by what's called a CSA, so community supported agriculture. So people bought a share in a box and we supplied them through the summer season. That funded the expansion, and then we've continued on from there.
Now, you weren't a horticulturalist or a farmer in any shape or form. You were in business, albeit with a produce that grows, flowers.
Yeah, the main exposure I would have had was my father with the little homestead out the back garden with for the summer and growing the spuds and the carrots and that kind of thing. But this certainly set me down a deep dive. And in 2020, I was selected then as well for a Nuffield scholarship.
What is that?
So that's it's a scholarship that selects a number of, I suppose, agricultural leaders in the country to see, to try and further increase their knowledge and what's going on in the global scene, to try and bring back that and then execute it in Ireland.
So where'd you go?
I travelled to the Netherlands, Belgium, Singapore, Canada, America. So I spent a total 7 weeks travelling the world, visiting farms, you know, visited and spoke to over 150 different farmers, learning what they were doing, what the problems they were seeing and the innovations that they were using on farm, and tried to bring a bit of that back then to Ireland and do something a bit different.
What sort of things stick in your mind now? Something that was quite novel to you?
Well, I remember we were in Canada near Ontario, and we visited a farm, a very small farm, only 10,000 hectares. So to put that in
10,000 hectares, 20,000 acres,
massive farm. And there was a farmer there using a robotic automated weeder and seeder, and you know this was working 24/7 for him. And I thought, wow, this is something amazing. This is really a novel, and this is the way the future is going to go. So last year we actually invested ourselves in the same piece of kit, a farm droid for our own farm, to allow us to expand our production.
So it means that back-breaking work, no more. The machine does it all.
Exactly. So this the robot doesn't complain about being face down in weeds for 24 hours a day, and it allows then, you know, the people working for me to focus on the crops rather than the weeds.
Now, obviously, it starts off as a kind of community enterprise, and initially to feed your family. It's much, much bigger than that now.
Yeah, I guess I saw people. There was a demand out there for locally grown and organic as well. That organic farming is really increasing at a pace in Ireland. There's you know, the number of farms since 2020 has increased from 1,600 to over 4,000 now. So we saw that demand, and we said, look, let's tie into it. And we've recently also had gotten a stall in the English market, which allows us
to sell your produce. By the way, a couple of things. Doing this farming at ground level compared to your rooftop experience. Mm. A lot more challenging?
Yeah, I suppose we're
critters.
Yeah, well, there's this, I suppose, dealing on scale and you know, pests and weather. Most recently, I suppose, Storm Éowyn had a very detrimental impact on the horticulture industry as a whole in Ireland. You know, massive damage. So you're dealing with a lot more variables on ground level, but we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, and a workforce.
Yeah, there is a shortage of I suppose skilled work in workers in horticulture. You know, there used to be over 400 farms in Ireland in the 90s. Now it's down to nearly 60. So that has resulted in a reduction in the workforce available. But we're hopeful. We bring people in who have a passion for it, and we try and upskill them and teach them as best we can. Then
what a fantastic achievement! The rooftop farm and allied space. Brian McCarthy is creator. Brian, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
Cheers.
Now the texts were flying in for the tickets for Italia 90 at the RDS Concert Hall with Niall Quinn, John Aldrich, Mick McCarthy, and more. The event is going to look back at the momentous occasion for Ireland, and we'll hear the stories of their experiences in that famous World Cup campaign. Now, Niall didn't mention that the tickets we have, the pairs of tickets, are VIP tickets, which means our winners will get the chance to meet the team, and they'll treat you to a few pints as well. Tickets are still available for the remaining seats at rebelarmyevents.com. So the three winners of the tickets are Fiona Byrne from Maynooth, Brian Hurley and Declan Fox, all who correctly guessed that it was Niall Quinn, who was the unofficial designated sub-goalkeeper. That's all we've time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show. My thanks to our team, editor Emer Bradley, senior producer Claire Darmody, producer Niamh Dunn, researchers Hugh Keenan and Amia Sherwood, broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, Cormac McDonough on sound.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.